This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum.
We, the people of the 32nd State Senate District of Wisconsin, hereby recall State Senator Dan Kopanky.
State Senator Dan Kopanky has come under fire in recent weeks for lending his support to the controversial budget repair bill, which in part limits public workers' rights to collectively bargain. The La Crosse Republican has represented the 32nd District since 2004. Committee to Recall Kopanky volunteers delivered a blue plastic tub filled with more than 21,700 signatures to the Government Accountability Board in Madison last Friday. Now, the board's staff is going through each signature and must validate it. In the end, there must be 15,588 signatures in order to initiate a recall election. We've contacted Senator Kopanky multiple times since Friday, but he has yet to return our calls. In previous interviews, he has said that recalls are just part of the electoral process. In this half hour, we'll talk with leaders of La Crosse's Democrat and Republican parties to get their reactions on the recall and how they're moving forward. Monica Cruz is the vice chair of the La Crosse County Democratic Party. She taught in Onalaska for 30 years and is an instructor in the teacher education program at UW-La Crosse. I asked her how she got involved in the Committee to Recall Kopanky effort.
Originally, I just joined as a volunteer. I mean, when the word went out that we were actually going to do a recall, there was this huge groundswell of people that, you know, were interested in participating, and I was one of them. And then, you know, as a party, we got a little bit more involved when the recall moved from the Machinists Union headquarters to us actually getting a party headquarters to handle the large volume of activity that this recall generated.
Why do you think a recall is the way to go as far as Senator Kopanky goes, and why not wait until the next election?
Well, that kind of was my initial feeling, and I think a lot of people felt that way. But, you know, the actions in Madison were just so egregious that we felt we really needed to do something now. We felt that a lot of damage could be done if the governor kept introducing all these hurtful initiatives and people, you know, his people, the Republicans, would just keep voting in lockstep to pass all those, what we felt, very damaging initiatives. So we felt we really had to do something now.
So the Recall Kopanky campaign, you all collected 21,700, more than
right.
21,700 signatures for the recall petition. Mm-hmm. You had active volunteers. I think most days when I was going home from work, I would see someone standing on a street corner.
Mm-hmm.
Was this what led to your organization and your group reaching the goal within a month?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think in our wildest dreams, we couldn't have, you know, hoped for the turnout that we got. I mean, people who have not been politically active, and I know a lot of these volunteers that were out on the streets collecting signatures, people who have not been active for many years were out there fervently involved in this cause. So definitely it was the enthusiasm of the volunteers.
So how confident are you all that you'll get the 15,588 signatures that need to be declared valid? How confident are you that those will be taken?
I think we're very comfortable that those will definitely be there. We're fairly confident. I would say we're very confident.
So if you do have the signatures needed, what's the next approach into how you all handle the recall election?
That is determined by the state. So, you know, Kevin Kennedy is the state commissioner on that, and how that recall will be handled depends on how, you know, what the rules are at that level.
But what about locally? Has there been any discussion? I mean, I'm sure there has been some discussion as to, you know, once you get that approval and they say that, yes, we can have a recall petition or a recall election,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What happens next in the La Crosse area?
Well, then we choose, I don't say we choose, people will come forward to challenge Senator Kopanky, and they'll go through the normal channels of, running their campaigns, and we will back them. And hopefully we will then be victorious.
And have any Democrats stepped up? I've heard some rumors, but has anyone stepped up and said that they would be interested in running against him yet?
Like you, I have heard rumors, but there's nobody confirmed. So rumors is all we have.
And what if two or three Democrats want to run? Do you think that would hurt the chances in unseating Kopenke from that seat? Is there going to be a focus on just having one Democratic?
I think we just let the process, take its course. If more than one person wants to challenge him, then we'll have a primary. So that just is, the normal way. And we're open to that. I mean, we want government to be open. We don't want to be, predetermining anything. So, yeah, we'll take it as it comes.
And how is there a certain group of people that you're going to try to get to the polls? Or are you just going to be encouraging everyone to vote?
We're going to be encouraging everyone to vote. We were so energized and delighted by the turnout in this election just a couple of days ago. We're going to get everybody to the polls.
And if you do get the signatures that you needed and you are successful in removing him from office, then what does that mean for this area?
In terms of?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, as far as the democratic process goes or, what this would even mean for future elections within Southwest Wisconsin.
I think, we have a chance here of turning Western Wisconsin much bluer than it's been since the last election cycle. So that would be a good thing in our view. I think we'll establish a little bit of balance again to the area. And hopefully we'll be able to, have some voice in Madison again, which we haven't had since the last election.
So Kopenke in November came close to actually being elected to Congress. And now here he is a couple months later, and he may be recalled from his position in the state Senate. What do you think that says about the voters in this area?
Well, I think, we're all about fairness, I think. And, Mr. Kopenke got close in the fall election. And then, he went back to his seat in the Wisconsin Senate. And, we want our government to be open and transparent. And what we've been seeing out of Madison since the last fall election has been anything but that. And since Mr. Kopenke was very complicit in that whole process, we feel that he is not representing us in the way that we intended when we elected him. So now he has to, face the consequences of that.
So I think a lot of people can probably imagine if this recall election does happen that there will probably be a lot of money poured into it, and it might get a little intense. There might be, a handful of television advertisements that we all get sick of seeing.
A handful, yeah.
But how much does the Democratic Party intend on spending on this campaign? And do you see special interest groups pouring money into this election if it does happen?
Unfortunately, that usually happens. That's not my choice, I'll tell you. I get very, very sick of those ads just like you do. But I think given the realities of elections today, there's always a lot of special interest money. So I would not at all be surprised if that happened in this election as well. Personally, I have no idea how much money the Democratic Party is going to be dedicating to this race. That, I don't really have anything to do with that.
Sure. What about union money? I know that a lot of union money out of Washington has come in since the budget proposal and budget repair bill came to light. So I was just wondering if the unions might get involved in this election as well.
Oh, I would definitely think that will happen. I mean, they are one of the interest groups, special interest groups, that has money. And some of the others on the other side, I'm sure they will make their presence known. And since this is a union, busting issue, since that's what it all comes down to, I would definitely assume that there will be a presence in this election.
So what happens if Kopenke is reelected in the recall election?
Yeah, we'll have to take it from there, I guess. We can only do what we can do, and, we can work hard and you know, whatever the voters decide, we'll have to live with it.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about today, Monica?
Not really, other than, you know, I'm just very proud of the voters in our area getting out for the election last week, or I guess it was this week. It seems a long time ago.
And it's been a long couple
making
weeks.
Their voices heard. I mean, I think, you know, democracy is alive, and that's a good thing.
That was Monica Cruz, vice chair of the La Crosse County Democratic Party. Senator Kopanky has a couple more days to challenge the recall petitions that were submitted to the Government Accountability Board. Earlier today, I visited the La Crosse County Republican Party's headquarters to meet with Chairman Bill Feehan. He's also a member of the La Crosse County Board of Supervisors. I asked Feehan whether Kopanky would challenge any petition signatures.
There will definitely be a challenge, and that will be handled by the Republican Party of Wisconsin staff.
Is there someone going through all these signatures and saying, no, that's not right, or how does that exactly work?
Yeah, there will be people that will actually go through the list of signatures and verify that they're an eligible elector in the district. And, of course, there are people who are felons who will have to be removed from the list. We've gotten a lot of phone calls about people going through nursing homes and getting people to sign petitions. So I'm not sure how much of those things will be challenged, and I think it's unlikely they'll disqualify enough signatures to halt the recall.
So how has the organization been coming along? Obviously, there was some skepticism that maybe this recall would happen, and now it is happening. And now a campaign will have to be formed around Senator Kopanky to be reelected. How is that process coming along, and has there been a campaign manager elected, or are you looking at anyone?
Yes, I know that the senator has hired a campaign manager, and they've also been conducting interviews for other staff, and I'm sure that those announcements will be coming forward soon.
So you can't tell us who the campaign manager is? Or
I could, but I don't have that information with me.
So the office here, it opened 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, we signed our lease March 15th, so okay. About 3 weeks ago.
So how has the reaction been from the public and people coming by? You said people have come to collect signs, but how has the feedback been from the public coming in here?
Well, a lot of support. I'd said previously, the level of interest right now is pretty much equal with what it was last fall, which is highly irregular for there to be that amount of interest in this time of year. So people are very interested in what's going on right now. Strong feelings on both sides.
Could potentially another Republican run in the recall election against Kopanky? And have you heard any rumors about someone else doing that?
I believe that potentially someone could do that. So far, I haven't heard of anyone who's interested in doing it.
Because I'm assuming that would hurt Kopanky in some way if someone else did decide to run against him on the Republican ticket.
I'm not really that knowledgeable about exactly how that would work. I'm not sure if there'd be a runoff or a primary in that circumstance, or if it just becomes a case where there has to be a plurality in the vote.
I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. It seems like the electorate of the 32nd, well, I guess within the Cooley region, could be considered a little schizophrenic. With a couple months ago, you know, they almost elected Dan Kopanky to the Congress, and now here he is a couple months later possibly being recalled. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this is an independent area, and it's dominated by independent voters who I think have a lot of common sense. And I think what they voted for last fall was the governor to come in and fix some very severe budget problems. And I think many people are questioning, you know, the way that he chose to fix those problems. I think the other side's been very effective in getting their message out, and I think we've been less effective. There were basically two difficult options. We either raise taxes to balance the budget, or we cut jobs to balance the budget. And I think the governor went for a middle approach, which was to ask government employees to take concessions so that we wouldn't have to eliminate those jobs, which I think is a good approach. I think the collective bargaining piece of it has been distorted. I don't think a lot of people understand that it only applies to government employees. And so I think there's been a backlash now because of people's perceptions that this is against workers' rights. And this isn't about workers' rights. This is about protecting taxpayers.
How is the Republican spirit right now? How would you categorize it, not only in the La Crosse area, but throughout the state?
Energized. La Crosse is ground zero for some major issues that are facing our country. Everywhere we have problems with our budget, and we're searching for ways to not only fix our budget, but to revive our economy. It's essential that we get businesses growing and creating jobs. That lessens demand for government services. So, of course, the Republican perspective is taxes are high enough, and we need to cut spending. And unfortunately, that's never popular.
Democrats have organized a pretty successful campaign. Obviously, they've gotten all the signatures needed to recall Kopenke. Do you think it will be as easy to round up the Republicans in the area to actually get out and vote for Kopenke if a recall election were to be called?
Well, I think we saw really strong Republican turnout in the primary election on Tuesday. And I do believe that Republicans will be energized and that we'll have a good turnout.
How will you encourage people to get out and vote?
Well, this is a very important seat in our state Senate. And, of course, Dan's been there for a while, and he's been a great legislator, and we would hate to lose his experience.
And as far as money goes, how much money do you expect to be pouring into the recall election? Do you expect special interest groups to get involved? I don't know how we could avoid that. And then also maybe money coming in from Washington?
Right. Well, La Crosse, Wisconsin is ground zero for major issues that the whole country is interested in. And I've already been told that it's expected that AFSCME will put $2 to $3 million into the race against Senator Kopenke. Of course, there'll be conservative interest groups that'll also be bringing money in. So we're going to see a level of spending in this state Senate race that probably will exceed what happened in the congressional race last fall.
Do you think it'll be unprecedented for this area?
Absolutely. I think everything that's going on right now is unprecedented.
Has there been any contact, I don't know if you've had any, but with some of these larger national groups who have in the last elections poured money into some of the Wisconsin races, groups in particular that you know of are interested in this? And what happens?
Well, Americans for Prosperity has been involved. That's one group I know that will probably be involved. There are various Tea Party groups that often take interest and raise money from around the country and send it into certain targeted races. So I would expect those would be some of the groups. Wisconsin Commerce will probably, and manufacturing will probably be contributing. And as I mentioned, I think that the labor unions will be putting a lot of money into.
And as far as local donors, you know, as we were talking about earlier, this is generally an off season, and with everyone's budget a little tighter than usual, do you think it's going to be difficult to appeal to local Republicans and asking them to donate to the campaigns, or do you not see that as a problem?
No, I see that people are coming forward and donating money in an unprecedented way. I think people are very interested in what's going on. As you know, there's strong feelings. Our people on the right feel strongly that Dan has done a great job, and people are stepping forward to protect his seat.
Is there anything else you want to talk about in regards to Kopenke or the recall?
Yeah, I think you know, we have to really question, in the bigger picture of things, is this the way we want our government to run? We have a minority of people, a very emotional minority, but they have now forced this recall election, and there's been no wrongdoing. The senator hasn't broken any laws. He made one vote that people strongly disagree with. And I just have to wonder if this is really the basis that we want to have recall elections on, and is this going to be a pattern that in the future in Wisconsin? I, for one, would like a little calmer life without continuous political campaigns.
Yeah, do you find recall elections, I mean, regardless if it's against a Democrat or a Republican, do you see them as necessary or important?
Well, I think it's important if you have people that have a pattern of, you know, illegal behavior or they've done something, you know, where they've broken a law. You know, for instance, impeaching the President of the United States requires high crimes or misdemeanors. I think there needs to be some kind of a standard of wrongdoing before we start ending people's terms of service prematurely. We're only going to shorten the senator's term by about a year. And we'll actually be beginning the next campaign for his seat about, you know, shortly after the next person's sworn in. So
you won't get a break.
No, I think we're in the age of continuous political campaigns. I, for one, don't think it's a very good thing.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I'd just like to say that I'm not sure that people fully understand a lot of the legislation that was recently passed. They've seen a lot of people that are very angry and emotional, teachers and government employees who have said that this is about workers' rights. And really what this is about is the fact that our state's facing a $3.6 billion deficit, and we have to make some really hard choices about how we deal with that. And we're either going to raise taxes, we're going to cut jobs, or we can take the middle approach that we've taken, which is to ask people to contribute to their benefits so we eliminate fewer jobs. Well, I have one more point, and I'd just like to say that I have a lot of friends who are Democrats. And we disagree on things, but we can also find areas where we do agree. And that's where good governance happens, is when we can work together. And I'm hoping that we're getting past a lot of the anger and the hostility, and we can get back to a place where we can actually start talking with one another and trying to work to solve problems. And that's what we were doing yesterday. Myself and some of my liberal friends on the Health and Human Service Board were in Madison trying to fix some problems in the budget to protect jobs here in La Crosse County and make sure people get the services that they need. And so, yeah, I'm hoping we're going to put a lot of the acrimony behind us and start working together again.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Bill.
Thank you, Maureen.
That was Bill Feehan, chairman of the La Crosse County Republican Party. WPR has contacted Senator Kopanky multiple times since Friday to comment on the recall efforts, and he has yet to respond to interview requests. Coming up in the next half hour, Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy talks about the nitty-gritty details involved in recall elections. He also dives into the history of these efforts in Wisconsin. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.